The Samsung Galaxy Buds FE are the perfect partner for your smartphone. Stay immersed thanks to active noise cancellation with AI technology that filters out unwanted background noise. Listen to your audio in comfort hour after hour with the new wingtip design and easy touch controls that make changing settings a breeze. That's a lot to love for just £99 RRP. The new Galaxy Buds FE. Buy now at Samsung.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast,
yet another rope bridge and the final building on this level of the commune.
As the heroes unraveled more secrets of the druid stronghold.
We'd love to search both rooms just to before we go up or down.
Yeah.
Deep
yeah.
perceptions, taking really taking our time.
This was just a gnome village.
Yeah.
The encampment offered only more resistance.
And these water jets start flying randomly around the room, the type that could cut through flesh.
Oh, oh my God. That type?
So let's roll for initiative.
What?
Oh my God.
Well, we looked for traps.
And in the face of dark fey magic,
his legs start like scraping together in the
back. Oh, he's going to do a little cricket thing.
Legs. And they're like just going. And it starts like this music starts coming out of him.
Stop
really?
It.
Everybody roll a will save.
Oh, this is just horrifying.
Something's happening to me!
It's a horrible situation.
The heroes danced on the corpses of their enemies.
Is that a crit? You son of a bitch.
That is a crit.
Yeah!
Keep us safe.
What was it? Both of these nuts.
Both of these nuts.
The adventure continues.
There are two doors to the south leading out of this room in this large area of the gnome encampment.
The
Which
venue.
One will you choose?
Now.
Cannon Podcast. It's Thursday, November 30th. Tomorrow is December 1st. You guys have any fun plans this month? You guys doing anything this month in December?
Why are you talking with your whole chest?
Just stretching my back.
Stretching my back, getting my chest out there, not singing or anything. Just curious if you guys have any fun plans. You guys do anything in December?
No.
That is enjoyable.
You know, guys, you know what I think would be fun? If we just pretended that we were on an audio only format just for fun today in the studio and everybody closed their eyes or like averted their eyes from Troy.
No, I think December is, it's nice. It's not great because you don't get too many days off, but it's just one of those quiet months. It's like a skip between holidays kind of month.
I was going to say no, I have nothing going on, but then I remembered my uncle's birthday is in December. So
yes, and my wife's.
My wife's.
Yeah, that's a big day. Yeah.
Skid, do you have any December plans?
Yeah, I have some fun plans for December. I am going to convert to Judaism.
Awesome.
Fun.
I hear they have some holidays in
Mazel
December.
Tov.
Thanks.
Give this guy a blue candle.
Just one.
Just one. Just one single blue candle.
Well, I hope you guys have a great December. It's one
what
of
are
my
you
favorite
up to?
Months. Oh, you know, just same old, nothing too fancy. Just my favorite month of the year.
Dude, there's so many there's so many actually holidays in December. The first,
so many actually
eat a red
holidays.
Apple day, and then the
also
fifth
World AIDS Day.
The fifth is bathtub party day.
Oh,
the sixth. Eighth,
bartender appreciation day on the sixth. Also, put your own shoes. Put on your own shoes day.
Put on your own shoes.
Wait, hold on.
What? It says put on your own shoes day.
All right, I'll celebrate that one.
Yeah. I think Matthew is a big fan of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception,
it's
I believe.
It's the 8th.
Yep, the 8th.
But then you skipped over the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Of course.
Yep. A day with which we'll live in infamy. Love that
one.
It's
a holiday?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Festivus?
No, it's a day which will live in infamy.
Yeah.
You celebrate that?
No.
Remember it.
No, I honor
that's
it.
That's messed up, guys.
It just lives in infamy.
It lives in infamy.
You don't celebrate Memorial Day either, but you recognize it.
Some people do celebrate Memorial Day. And
you're
I
not
think
supposed
it's,
to.
I think it's a little weird.
You're not supposed to.
You're supposed to remember.
Right.
For Pearl Harbor Day every year, is it true that you go to a bar with all of the guys that you fought with and get a shot of Jameson, and every year there's less guys there?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you were one of the bombers.
I was one of the bombers. Yes.
Born and raised in Japan.
Long live the emperor.
That's right.
We discovered something before we started recording, before you even arrived in the studio today.
Wow.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear what it is?
I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I'm feeling cozy. Tell me.
We discovered that whoever is sitting in that seat, the GM screen you have, there's a slight echo. You get a little reverb of your own voice.
Oh, fun.
And we were like, I think Troy just thinks that's normal. He just enjoys it.
Now that I know, I can hear it.
Yeah.
You can
it's
hear
like
yourself.
A Mayan ball court.
Yeah. Like a whisper arch. You guys know those those are so cool. The architecture where you can like whisper into a corner and someone stands on the opposite side and they can hear you as if you're holding a telephone up to your ear.
There's a space like that in the Capitol building.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. We were there. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
There's a space I have to mention. I can't not mention it. There's a space in the center of downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma, called the Center of the Universe, and it is not indoors.
Yeah.
It is a circle outside that you stand on, and when you talk, you hear yourself echo back immediately.
They talk about it on that show, that Sylvester Stallone show, The King of Tulsa.
Oh, do they? Do they talk about it? I haven't watched that show. I heard it's good.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But they do, he goes to that spot, like in the show.
Well, that makes sense, because Tulsa is the cultural center of the universe.
Exactly.
I honestly thought you were going to say it's the spot in which everybody's Google Maps starts in. And that's the center of the universe.
Yeah, no, it's this weird echo spot. I don't know if it's the buildings of the down or what it.
Yeah, that's
but
bizarre.
It's very weird. When you get there and do it, you're like, ah, that's very strange. I'm outside.
Speaking of Google Maps, they drove by my house like a few months ago.
Oh, exciting.
And, just you give a finger.
I was
just like blurred out.
I was like, I don't want to know what they had to blur out.
My wife didn't tell me that they drove by, but I don't know why. I was Googling like directions and I hit something where my house came up and I was like, oh, interesting. Oh, looks like they updated it because it was the previous owner. The trees looked a little smaller. And so I was scanning across and you just see my wife and she's wearing one kid with two other kids and their faces are blurred out. And she's like, oh, that's what they were doing when they drove.
They live in infamy now. Google Maps. I'm going to look them up.
Yeah. I'll give you my address on air.
Dox yourself right now so we can all look it up.
Here, everyone look.
Put it in the YouTube description.
Yeah, just check out the YouTube description.
For Patreon members only.
Right, you can address my personal address. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are excited for this month. It's a fun month. We have a few weeks from one of the greatest days of the year, followed by one of the saddest days of the year.
Boxing Day,
yeah.
It's October 3rd here.
That's the hard part. And honestly, that's why you're getting this guff, is because we have to record way in advance. If it was closer like it was in the past, it'd be a little more joyous. I can remember recording December episodes with you in December, and you waiting till December 1st to share in my joy.
He loves Christmas.
I love it.
Loves it.
He does not love Christmas.
He does.
He likes it. He enjoys it.
No, I love Christmas.
It's just not true.
We do have to record well in advance. We don't have to talk about this.
But I just, people watching are going to wonder, why aren't they talking about it?
I don't think they care.
And you know what?
I think they may be getting nearly as sick of it as I am.
I just can't wait till it's actually Christmas and we can't talk about it. And I just can't wait to see your face turn blue.
That's going
to
be tricky, right? It's going to be like March episodes that we're recording.
I also think it's a poor business decision because we like people to re-listen. And the re-listens are great. And you're just killing the re-listen potential.
I disagree. I didn't sing. Wanted to.
I still want to. I didn't.
I said today. It's October 3rd. We're recording this. And I was singing Feliz Navidad in the shower today.
It's raining.
And I didn't plan it.
It's very disturbing. It feels like something's really wrong.
It just brings me joy.
We knew that already.
Find something that brings you joy and do it every day.
Until
you hate it.
You just hug it and hug it and hug it
until
else.
You snap its neck.
Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yeah, that's exactly. How I love also.
Exactly. It's just like, think about how ridiculous it is. Ridiculous. We're sitting here December 15th and we're recording an episode and Skid is just playing like March Madness drops.
Yeah.
And you're like, who's excited for the 64?
You're comparing March Madness to Christmas.
And I know. No.
March Madness is way better.
You're right. They're not even apples and oranges. It just, you can't get in the mood and it kind of sours you on it. I don't know.
I don't know. Skid. I just love it so much. Like, I'm already ready to start celebrating on October 15th for real. I talked about bumping it up 15 days. The best decision I ever made was starting on November
1st. We were not going to talk
about it. But you put a whole lot into the Halloween decoration situation.
I did, yeah.
So you just put Christmas decorations over them?
No, you do a little Nightmare Before Christmas. That kind of is the perfect marriage of both holidays, and that kind of eases you in. Maybe you listen to a song or two.
We agreed not to indulge this. What are you all doing?
I never signed anything.
I don't even know how this happened.
I'm being quiet. For once.
I'm going to wear
this. What can we do? He's got the echoing screen. He's got more power than we do. Yes.
I'm going to wear this sweater every week until it's over. And I won't sing anymore. And I won't even talk about it. But you watching at home can feel my warmth.
I have a question. You've worn that sweater to several Philadelphia Live shows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever washed it?
I know the answer. Just from sitting at this table.
No.
I didn't think so.
I wash my jeans twice a year. I've had this shirt for six years.
This is my pants, jeans.
This is my pants.
These are my one pair of pants.
I do need a new pair of jeans.
I guess the real question
is... Maybe I'll get some for Christmas.
I guess the real question is, do you not do this all not washing as an attempt to keep people away, or do you not wash because the people stay away?
I think my natural musk is pretty damn good. Like, if you smelled this, you'd be surprised at how good it smells. Maybe I've washed it. I don't think I have. I don't want the... Cats don't like getting their fur wet. And I don't know if this bow tie will...
That moment must have sounded so ridiculous to an audio only.
I still have to describe what I'm wearing.
I can't wear this. Cats don't like to get their fur wet.
What could he possibly be wearing?
A sweater made of cats?
Are you wearing a live cat?
Just a your typical cat hair sweater.
Weave this hair shirt.
Well, I think you guys will be into it because as of this listening in tomorrow is Glass Cannon Live Philly, and you know you'll think a lot differently when the music.
Oh, we're
going
to have a great time backstage.
So
with the all dressed
just
up,
like last year. Sweater.
Last year we had our wine. We had a Shiraz. Yep. We went wine crazy in the green room.
That was a fun.
Kate had a couple bottles. One in each hand.
That's true.
They kept giving us more wine.
They really did.
We got some mood lighting.
We had the mood lighting.
McD made a charcuterie board.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then they gave us another charcuterie
board. Yeah, right.
They're like, you guys like charcuterie boards? Okay.
Yeah.
And it was 300 degrees in there, and I was wearing a woolen onesie, and I brought a beach towel out to the stage because it was so hot.
Yeah, we have to talk about this. You're buying the wrong size onesie.
Was it too big or too small?
They're always too small. And
I like to show off my curves.
There's been multiple times where you've had to cut yourself out of the onesie.
Yeah, well, that was just the Halloween special when I had the onesie on.
Oh, that onesie.
That one you literally had to cut yourself out of.
That was a leotard.
I've dropped a few lbs since last year. I think you should just give yourself
permission that it's a costume and you can buy a size up just for comfort's sake.
I like to show off my I was going to say my bulge.
But then you did.
That's what happens.
It's not it anyway.
You can't even see my bulge in that onesie. But I know you want to. America. Little Christmas bulge under the tree on Christmas morning. That's something even Skid getting it into.
Oh, sure.
Everyone gather around the bulge.
You can resist.
For a Yankee swap.
Even the Scrooges.
Scrooges. Turns it right around, that bulge.
Well, hold on to your bulge, because we'll be back after this quick word from our sponsor.
Nash, it is the holiday season, officially, actually. And I don't know about you guys, but I get super overwhelmed at the holidays. There is so much going on, so much to do. And to be honest, I end up having no time to make nutritious, high quality meals. I'll tell you that much. So what my wife and I have started using is Factor, rather than just ordering takeout when the day goes by too fast. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, and it includes chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, good quality meals for every meal of the day, breakfast, lunch, dinner options. And we, the GCP, have a great deal with Factor that lets you get 50% off to try them out. I would highly recommend at least trying it. My wife and I save time and we still eat well. And we don't, and this is probably the number one thing, we don't have to go to the grocery store, which is basically a nightmare every single day of the holiday season somehow. It's awful. Factor's meals are fresh, they are never frozen, they get delivered right to your door, and you can heat them up in like 2 minutes. Their gourmet plus opciones, by the way, are great for something special over the holidays, including the good stuff. We're talking truffle butter, broccolini, leeks, asparagus. The meals are just awesome. But if you're trying to stay calorie conscious over the holidays, they also have their calorie smart meals, which are great. And they have less than 550 calories per serving. So head over to factormeals.com/GCP50 and use code GCP50 to get 50% off. That's code GCP50 at factormeals.com/GCP50 to get 50% off.
So you've probably heard a lot of people talking about microdosing. You've heard the term microdosing being kicked around. And if you don't know what it is, I mean, just know that people, all sorts of people, are microdosing in order to feel healthier and perform better. I microdose to help me sleep. It helps me get to fall asleep and get a better night's sleep. It helps a lot with that, and we've gone on the road, and we've gotten some little we got these like tabs in Colorado, and we got some M&Ms up in Massachusetts, and we've taken them, and I've just had it's a wonderful way to sort of stay in the moment. I feel like stay relaxed and energized, and to sort of be in a sort of a social zone without sort of all the haze that comes with like a full dose of THC. It's really works with me. It like helps with the anxiety, sleeping, social circumstances. It's great for me. And to learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code GCP to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Again, that's microdose.com, code GCP, microdose.com, code GCP for 30% off.
You still holding it?
Look at Kate.
There are some words that just get me there, and bulge is one of them. It's just so funny. But
I know the other one.
What's the other one?
Softcore.
Softcore. Softcore. Is that one I've used on occasion?
You love that word. You also think it's the, like, we are just having a conversation about how you have talked about how it's a word that's always funny.
Softcore. I don't remember ever having this conversation. You sure it was the same Troy?
Yes.
Or was it another gentleman wearing a cat with a bow tie sweater?
No, it was you.
Softcore. Softcore bulge. Nobody likes a softcore bulge. I want to talk about something before we get into the episode. I am ready to institute the first official house rule of the Glass Cannon Podcast Campaign 2. Are you ready for this?
You can table it for discussion.
Y'all ready for
this? There's been multiple house rules.
Mm-mm.
They were in episode zero.
No.
We have a house rule against hero points.
No alignment.
I think you're going to like this one. I've been giving it a lot of thought about massive damage. It has not come into play yet, but it could very well come into play. Almost. There's been two instances where you almost died from it. So it has come into play. I don't know why I said that. It hasn't come into play in that no one's died from it yet. And I'm not afraid of someone dying. I just think that's a shitty way to go, especially where we use fan criticals, where sometimes it could be like four times crit. To have you die from that is kind of shitty. And so I don't want that to happen. I do want people to die. I think that makes a fun show.
You've been very clear about that.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. Book one death, sign me up. However, I don't want it to be a cheap death. And so I have a house rule that I think is going to, you're going to feel it right in the bulge.
Okay.
I hope not.
I don't want to.
Right. Decline.
If your bulge is feeling a little soft core, just you wait until after you hear this house rule. If you suffer what would be considered massive damage, twice your total hit points in one pop, you go straight to dying two. If it was a crit that got you there, you go straight to dying three.
It's only going to be a crit that gets us there.
For the audio-only listeners, Troy fell backwards.
He fell out of his chair.
It might not be a crit, right?
You'd have to be to generate that much damage.
At this level,
it's going
to
be a crit.
It would have probably to be a crit. That's what was happening, was they were critting and also the fan criticals. Crits.
Well, I like this then, because straight to dying three gives you a chance.
I think if you want to keep any semblance of massive damage, I think you just keep it easy on yourself. You say if massive damage would be inflicted, you just go to dying three. And you get one round to try to save yourself.
Well, I'm just giving that extra buffer that like maybe dying two. You know, if something happens that
dying damage, two is not dying two happens all the time.
It does.
That doesn't represent how powerful massive damage is.
Yeah.
Dying three is frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means your allies have one round.
All right. Massive damage takes you to dying three. I like it.
Great. Yeah, because it's almost always going to be a crit.
I feel like you negotiate against all of us.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that happens?
No, that's the main thing.
That's why I so quickly agreed.
I have a stroke.
Can't have stupid.
Do you want us to die? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Before, it would just kill you. Now we're at dying three.
Yeah.
You'll live dying forever. Two's for
that
babies.
That was the proposal on the table.
I know. I don't want to take you to buy a car.
Yeah. I'm terrible at it.
Do you look
I'm
at the sticker at price and try to add $100?
This is worth way more than what you're asking.
Yeah, he like opens it up and he's like, this is too nice.
Yeah, it is. I just don't like feeling like I'm, it's gross. If I take 8 damage from a hit, from a crit, and I have 4 hit points, like I'm going to dying two. If I take 35 points of damage right now, it should feel not like dying too.
You're a rules boy. It's okay. Joe's a rules boy. He's a rules boy. He rules likes boy. The rules.
He's lawful.
Look at the little rules boy. Give him a wedgie.
Have another rule, rules boy.
Have another rule.
Last week, you guys fought some more fey nonsense.
I don't think they'd appreciate being called nonsense.
They were ridiculous.
They
deserve worse.
Their names were Chibi, and we didn't even get the
Chibi
other one.
And Bo.
Chibi and Bowfoot.
How did you not remember the name?
I didn't write it down. I was too busy writing down. Right. A stove exploded
you
on me.
You made the joke.
I made it up.
It was your joke.
Hold on. I got to write that down. Bowfoot. These nuts. All right.
Good nuts.
Is that in a Gmail to yourself?
Yeah, that's
as a draft. A
Gmail draft.
Bowfoot and Chibi. You've been coming upon a lot of these fake creatures.
Yeah, speaking of Chibi, in Foundry, I saw that it was Chibs.
It was.
Is that just like a pet name, a nickname you give
sometimes
your buddy?
I misread it to start and just stick with it.
I didn't know if you were like,
I like to change the adventure Chibs path a little bit. I was like, Chibs isn't right. Chibi is.
Chibs.
I misread it, and I actually like mine better.
Oh, so the actual one is Chibs.
Yeah, in the book, it's Chibs.
Oh, I wrote. Chibi is better.
I like
this
Chibi.
This is more cannon fodder talk. let me explain why I changed it to Chibi. I misread it.
No, save that for the FOD.
But you asked me, like, what's your name? And I was like, Chibi! But Chibi and Bowfoot, a couple more of these fey creatures that are clearly in league with Bolon in some way. And she tricked you a little bit. Oh, come on in. And then Bowfoot was invisible. And I couldn't even keep up with the amount of conditions that were being laid out, from blinded to bloodied to dazzled. A lot of different abilities.
Slowed.
That's what fey do. They just kind of play with you.
Yeah, like being forced to dance.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Against your will.
That's why I don't like Faye, because their whole thing is just irritation.
Yes.
Just irritate you into an early grave. Yeah.
It's all like glitter dust, color spray, just like annoying spells that give you annoying
conditions.
It's like the feeling of swatting a fly. It's like,
yeah.
They were also teeny tiny.
Right, exactly. They put all these horrible, irritating things on you, and then they're like, wah!
And they said for one.
One damage.
Right. rapier to the
one
face.
Fire.
Yeah. Well, they're dead. They're now dead. And you are in this room, which I have described as a bit of a gathering hall. There are two doors leading to the south. They're kind of on an angle. You see there's one to the right and one to the left. And if you zoom out a little further, with the exception of upstairs, it appears that this southern portion of this final building here is the last unexplored area on the first level of the former gnome compound. But you guys did take a little bit of a beating here, so what do you want to do?
Troy, will you take off the blinded condition for Lucky since I'm no longer blinded because I can't see anything?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't want to.
I'll allow it.
I'll do it.
Thanks.
And then are you still slowed, Talitha? We'll take care of that.
I had like two more rounds.
Okay, so all of you are condition free.
I'd love to see if either Chibi or Bofa have any healing potions on.
Oh, yes.
Steel.
Or other stuff.
Or other things. Stuff.
All right, she only asked about healing potions. Chibi has a rapier. A tiny little rapier. No, it's a normal size
like
rapier.
A sewing needle.
I think she poked Lucky a few times in the face. Yep. Might have been.
She was Zephyr. Blind.
When I was blind.
Yep. And then Beaufort has nothing.
We do have, though, three minor healing potions, a bottle of magical liquid, nectar of purification, the five tinder twigs, which I think Brother Ramius took.
Mm-hmm.
You drank two of the potions already.
I used one, too.
Yeah, yeah, so they're all gone.
So they're gone. We do
is everyone all right? I have to stop dancing.
Why were you dancing for so long? It was so useless.
Brother Ramius, it was an interesting strategy, but rather an ineffective one.
It wasn't distracting at all.
It was completely unintentional. Oh. It hurt my knees greatly.
The move. I don't mean to say the moves weren't quite good.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you. And he leans against the wall. He's like, I think I have plantar fasciitis in my foot. And he starts stretching out his foot.
You can't magically heal that? Your god doesn't save you from plantar fasciitis?
I only invoke the power of the Keeper when it is necessary. As it was, when we were set upon by these fey. Is everyone all right?
And he looks around at you and sees who needs healing.
Me.
Well, perhaps we sit and wait a while and get these things fixed up.
Yeah.
Come these benches here. They should be fine.
I mean, by the book, he just did treat wounds on multiple of you.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
It needs an hour. So we got to kind of...
We got to search the room.
Search
anyway.
The room and everything and, like, just kill some time here for
feat?
A little bit.
There's a feat that reduces the amount of waiting time after treating wounds.
Continual recovery, yeah.
Why did you take that one?
I think it's, like, maybe fourth level.
I don't think...
It's not going to be for a while.
Joe, why are you nerfing yourself in character creation?
I know, only taking first level feats.
Like, I know.
I like to stick to the game.
All right, you start to look around during this time. I had mentioned that there was musical instruments.
There were
musical instruments everywhere. There's a drum, a fiddle, a flute, a bass guitar, and then there's a magical instrument as well. It is a lesser maestro's instrument, which allows you, if you play it, to cast a charm spell.
Oh.
Yep. It's a two-action John to activate it. Once per day, you can play the instrument to produce the effects of a DC 17 charm spell.
Wow.
Wow.
And this is a lesser.
DC 17. My mind heard level 17.
Same. Oh, I was like, whoa.
Did you say it was a guitar?
I wanted you guys to decide what kind of instrument it is.
Well, who can use it?
Harmonica.
Well, I
the choice has been made.
I currently can't. If nobody else can, I think Brother Ramius would like to learn.
The harmonica?
Is it a harmonica? I love it.
That's what Kate said.
It's canon.
It's like choose the form of your destroyer. Now that it's been said, it's out there.
Yeah.
Got to learn harmonica. To bend that reed, bro.
I think he'd be like, I always wanted to learn to play an instrument.
Brother Ramius is also based on Thin John Hopper, right?
I don't know who that is.
From Blues Traveler?
You know, it's funny. One of the women that I used to play D&D with used to date John Hopper.
Really? I think you told me this.
Yes.
You know Blues Traveler?
I've heard that name, yeah.
He used to have like a vest with like a bunch of harmonicas. That was his thing.
Yeah.
And then he got stomach stapling and like lost 300 pounds.
They come in different keys.
They do.
Yeah.
You a big harmonica guy?
I dabble.
I picture you as a harmonica and a yo-yo guy.
Yo-yo.
I thought I see that.
Like at the same time?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wow. I'm trying to...
Like on the Venice boardwalk?
Walk the dog as I'm playing
with roller skates on.
Matthew would not be holding it. He would have the head thing that
like
you...
Like a folk singer?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, because you need two hands to walk the dog.
To walk the dog.
I was a big yo-yo guy.
I'm not shocked at all. Were you a big hacky sack guy as well?
No. That had its time, but no.
I think everybody liked yo-yo. I liked yo-yo at one point.
I was good at it.
I didn't get... really I, intense about it.
You never liked yo-yo.
Because you rock the cradle?
Yo-yo.
I would rock the cradle. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I could play the harmonica.
You can?
Yeah, Nick Shelton and I, we started learning in high school.
I think it's a fun little instrument.
The only thing I can't do is bend a note. That's one thing.
Oh, I can do that.
You can do that?
I practiced.
Never
I had,
do it.
I had to teach somebody how to do it for a show, so I learned, and then I can't really play. I'm okay, but I can bend the reed. That's fun.
I feel like harmonica is a safe one. I'm trying to think of what the most annoying instrument you could give to a party for someone to try to learn over a long period of time, and I'm like, okay.
Something unwieldy, like a bassoon.
Drum kit.
No, I'm like recorder.
The tuba.
Like the recorder, maybe. Yeah,
what's
like
going to make you encumbered?
A trumpet.
An accordion.
A sousaphone.
A sousaphone.
A piano. He's rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really, that would suck. You're like,
it's a baby grand.
This instrument is a baby grand piano.
See, I had this in mine all along.
You could charm any enemy in this room.
Yeah.
For the remainder of
the encounter.
Just lure them into this room.
You are just trying to load a baby grand into like a bag
Come,
of
Come, bring them back to the trees! Lead them back!
So it's miles away, just
to play a few notes on the piano. And then it's like, and saving throw, natural 20.
Yeah. All right, you're free to go.
You're free to go. Harmonica, he'll take it unless somebody else wants it.
No, you should take it and learn it.
Yeah,
is it a wooden harmonica? Because it's a druid. It's a druid.
What's
harmonica.
Your charisma? What's your charisma?
His charisma is, I believe, 14. So that's a start. I mean, I know you have. Yeah, his
I have
14.
A 14 charisma.
Also gives you a +1 item bonus to performance checks when you're playing the instrument.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if anybody had perform, I would suggest doing it. But I would. I'd be interested in training performance. I think it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Okay.
All right. Wait. I just want you to know that by making this decision, you're committing to learning how to play the harmonica. In real life.
Okay. Sold.
Okay. Brother Ramius has a harmonica. It only took 10 minutes of the show. Decide that.
Does it have a name?
The harmonica?
Yeah. I think you should name it. Brother Ramius should
it's
name it.
It's a maestro's instrument.
Yes.
It's called a maestro's instrument?
You see, it says maestro on it. Okay. That's the company that made it.
Maestro brand harmonica.
Maestro brand harmonica.
Maestro Inc.
Maestro Inc.
Based out of Columbus, Ohio.
Must be good.
Okay.
All right, so what do you guys want to do? We'll say an hour passes, you're able to do your thing again.
Can we do also just check the room? Was that us checking the room?
Checking the room. Like I said, when you guys came in, this looks like a place that the gnomes would hang out and play music together and jam and have a good time, but now it's somber with two dead fairies on the ground.
Sorry, real quick. I found it here on Demiplane. There is a lesser, a moderate, and a greater maestro's instrument.
Yeah.
I assume this is greater?
No, this is lesser. I said lesser.
Why'd you ask?
Several times.
Rules, boy. I believe the door to the southeast is going to lead us back to, if not directly, back to where we first entered. Right? Didn't we think about this?
That's where we came in, right?
To the southeast.
That's where the druid said, like, they don't even go that way.
Yeah.
But
that door?
It appears like it would lead to there, unless there are multiple rooms behind there.
The one to the southwest, however, I'm not sure where that would go.
Yeah. Well, let's do our healing, and then once we're healed, check out the door to the southwest.
Okay. Heal away there.
Roll the...
Rule boy.
damn it. Rough start to the session.
Joe is just staring at me going, God damn it.
You got a harmonica, there's a price to pay.
Yeah, you got a harmonica.
Lucky, let me help you. Please, fail. I can't heal you, Lucky. I can't ever heal Lucky. I've never done a cat foot before. I'm sorry. Never had to.
I'm not like, a veterinarian.
I'm not like a, what I look like. Veterinarian?
It's like you're being prejudiced. Same anatomy.
It actually is. In anatomy classes, you dissect a cat. It's very similar to a human.
I could not do that.
So I can add a note. I can add a note on this item out. Because obviously it doesn't say what kind of item it is. And it is a harmonica found in the den of Chibi the Sprite and Bofa D's Nuts. So that I never forget where it came from. All right, now he'll work on Zephyr. Fail.
Damn it.
Wow.
Oof. All right, well, hope we don't run into anyone else in
Dude,
here.
We're up. All right, let's change up.
I'm sure we won't.
The D20.
Yeah.
For
that felt like a boss
Talitha,
fight.
Are you hurt?
D20? Yes, I'm hurt.
Come on, Talitha, we got you. That is a critical.
Oh,
there you
nice.
Go.
Five.
There you go.
Wow.
Beautiful. Okay.
Talitha in front.
Talitha in front. Yes.
Here's the Joe favors Matthew.
Yeah, so overhealed. 24 points of healing.
Oh, come on.
Wow. I was down six.
Lit that.
All right, I will try to help Lucky.
Thanks.
And I get it.
Oh.
Nice.
I need D8s.
Lucky, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with
me. It's okay.
12 points of healing.
Oh, wow. I am back up to full. Thank you so much.
And then I'll try to help Zephyr. Let me see that. Natural 20.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Wow.
Huge. Oh, that's amazing.
10 points of healing.
Oh, perfect.
Really, very poorly.
Perfect.
All right.
I've been studying your technique, Brother Remus.
Wait, were you treating wounds?
Yeah.
Treat wounds is 2d8, 4d8 on a crit.
Yeah, you roll 48, I just doubled it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I only saw you roll 2, so I was like...
I rolled a 5.
You rolled 4.
I rolled poorly on the second one.
Gotcha, okay.
But it was enough.
It was enough.
It was enough.
Brother Ramius, are you okay?
I'm fine, yes, thank you. Just a bit disturbed how quickly they seemed to get into my head.
Spuggles, are you all right?
Took over my mind.
Yes, now I'm fine. It's rather a nice harmonica, Brother Ramius.
Thank you, Buckles. Do you know how to play it?
I could try. He plays it, like, really good.
Oh, wow.
You should keep it.
No. Find his keepers.
I didn't find it. Zephyr did.
Oh, Zephyr, this belongs to you, then.
I'll take that, and I take it from Buggles, and then I... Just kidding, and I throw it to Talitha.
And Talitha's like, hot potato, and throws it back to Buggles.
Right, I'll just keep hold of it then.
What the fuck is happening here?
That's amazing.
Buggles, I didn't know that you were a musician.
No, I like playing.
It's the most insignificant piece of treasure that you just lost.
And he plays it again, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
He plays it as good as a guy who's been to jail.
Wow.
What is it? You're bending the reed?
Bending the reed.
He could bend the
reed. Damn, he can really bend the reed.
I've said this before. I can't remember. Probably Giant Slayer. To Matthew, or I think it was. I can't remember. But basically, if you ever use that thing, I'll give you money from it. I will use it.
In a significant way, right?
Because every turn you have, your phenomenal character will have 15 cooler things they can do.
I'm just
my
holding
shitty
it.
Cleric can't do anything.
I'm just safekeeping because I've so far I've managed to stay out of harm's way.
That's true.
I don't want it to get damaged.
Have you even been hurt?
I'm preserving it for you. No.
Right. Well, it was music to my ears.
I'm at the door. Can we move on?
Okay.
You sure you're ready?
Oh, I'm ready. And I would like to perception check at the door, please.
All right. So you're going to the southwest, not the southeast.
Yes, the southwest.
Okay, I thought you guys were doing the other way around. No. Just making sure you're all on the same page.
But we said we're going to go to the southwest because we think the southeast will lead us back.
Got you. Okay. All right, so perception check. Roll that check.
Okay.
Roll that check.
That's going to be a 19.
19, you don't hear anything. Very quiet.
I'm going to open the door. Ready?
Brother Ramius readies the most powerful spell you can imagine.
Cure light wounds.
called heal.
Dancing lights.
Dancing. Yeah. Ghost sound.
Exactly.
I creak the door open.
Creak the door open. Lucky peers in, sees a sliver of the room.
I skedaddle in.
There are looms.
Whoa.
With colorful, half-completed fabrics mounted all around the room, along with large washboards, basins, and baskets of laundry. You also see a wooden ladder just about the center south of the room, leading up to the ceiling to another room. It's like a 5-foot-wide hole in the ceiling.
Can I do a perception check just in this room?
What's your perception?
Plus 5.
Okay. Kalitha will do one as well. Plus 6.
Plus 5 and plus 6. Okay. Kalitha, you step in with Lucky. And as you do, you hear like a little stirring above. And then you watch and see the ladder start getting pulled up.
Oh.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Crap. I grabbed the ladder.
Crap.
Thank you, Nick.
Roll for initiative, of course, brought to you by Norse Foundry.
I'm keeping it.
That was amazing.
I'm keeping it.
What did you do?
Joe is rolling his die in his Norse Foundry. This is the tray.
My Norse Foundry tray, and it has an exterior where all the dice get held and an interior where you roll the die.
Uh-huh.
And I just rolled it up in the air, and it bounced in the interior, bounced out, and fell back into the holding spot on a natural 20.
Oh.
Now, here's the question. If that was a 1, a 2, or a 3, would you re-roll it?
Absolutely.
Yep.
In other words, natural 20.
I just want everyone to know that. All right, so what did you get total?
27.
27 for Ramius.
Wow.
Huge sauce. What about Lucky?
14.
14 for old Lucky. Okay, Buggles?
7.
7. That harmonica was slowing you down.
Yes, yeah. It's just back there staring at us, like, fascinated.
Talitha?
24.
24 for Talitha. Very good. Zephyr?
Not in the room yet, so a 10.
A 10, right? Mm, what's going on?
Sense.
I'm still looking at the bass guitar. Well, Brother Ramius, it is your turn. You go first.
And he's just seeing the ladder getting pulled up.
Yeah, it's like some figure up there pulling the ladder up.
He's just gonna say, "Lucky, the ladder, grab it!" And he's gonna delay.
Okay, Lucky, the ladder.
I'm assuming this is like deeper into the room, right?
The ladder is right here.
You can see the ladder on the.
Yeah, right next to you.
Yeah,
right next to Lucky. Lucky, what'd you say?
How much movement speed do you have?
I'm telling you what he's going to do.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Like, why would he run in and dive at this thing? He's an old brother.
He's an old man.
Sydney, at this table, we don't tell each other how to play our card. You of all people should
You
know
of
that.
All people. I mean, for God's sake.
Christ's sake.
All right. At that moment, any of you, actually Lucky would probably see this better than anyone. You see a figure up there. Looks human. Pulling the ladder up, but then next to him, a creature emerges with multiple legs and boom, fires a web down at you.
I wonder what kind of creature it is.
Fudge.
All right, that is going to be a 21 to hit.
Yeah.
A couple things are going to happen. First thing that happens... you're immobilized. I will give you the immobilized condition as a web comes down and sticks you to the floor. You are immobilized until you use the escape action. Immobilized, just to remind you, you can't move until you escape.
Can't use any action with the move trait.
That's what it is, okay?
All right.
Then I need you to roll a fortitude save because there seems to be some sort of substance on this web, and you can feel it on your skin, and it's making you feel real crazy in the head.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, dang, that's only a 14.
Fail. You are stupefied 1. Some sort of venom has entered your system. Spoiler alert, this will only get worse as the rounds continue.
How do I get rid of it?
You gotta roll a successful save.
Oh, I have to roll every round.
Yeah, and it could get worse and worse and worse until you eventually die.
But right now you're stupefied one. Let's talk about stupefied. Stupefied is going to, your thoughts and instincts are clouded. Stupefy always includes a value. Take a status penalty equal to this value on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma-based checks and DCs, including will saving throws, spell attack rolls, spell DCs, and skill checks that use these ability scores. Not too bad for you. Anytime you attempt to cast a spell, the spell is disrupted if you don't hit that flat check. So of all the people to get hit by that, you're the best one. However,
yeah,
you feel like,
and you have the highest fortitude save,
right?
You feel it like seeping into your fur, and you think it might be able to do worse things to you unless you can save.
No damage yet, though, right?
No damage yet. And then a second web comes flying down at Talitha, and that is going to be, oh baby, a 20 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
You are immobilized. Give me a fortitude save.
Natty 19 for a 22.
You're all right. And now it is Talitha's turn.
Okay. That changes what I'm going to do. Escape action to get out of the...
Yes, I have the DC.
Okay, so what am I rolling? Acrobatics or athletics?
The escape action tells you what to do.
Oh, it's its own action.
Yes.
Never used it before.
You attempt to escape from being grabbed, immobilized, or restrained. Attempt a check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of the effect. This is typically whatever, that's the DC.
It's unarmed attack, athletics, or acrobatics.
You can attempt acrobatics or athletics. So you take your best of acrobatics, athletics, or your unarmed attack.
My unarmed attack is going to be the best.
Okay. There are degrees of success. There's success, and then there's critical success.
17.
17. You escape. You get free and remove the immobilized condition.
Nice.
Great. And that's not a move. I just like free myself.
Yeah, that's an action.
It's an action. Okay. Okay. All right. You're feeling all right from the poison? Lucky, are you all right?
No.
Chandra Webb. No.
No, I feel sick. I'm going to throw up.
You have any mechanical effects?
No. Yet, but, well, I'm stupid.
Can I cut her loose from the web?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that's interesting. Here's what I'll say. You can aid her in, which would give her a bonus to her check to escape.
Oh, okay, great.
You don't like that, Joe?
I don't know.
No, that's a great, like, ruling, but that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I'll come off delay. I'll aid her with the web. It's just...
It's a reaction.
It's such a long shot to get it. Yeah. You're going to get a plus one. It's
yeah, just, I mean, you don't have to if you would rather, like, take an attack.
Well, I'm going to figure out what this thing is. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what? I've got a move. Yeah, I don't have the actions
That's
to
fine.
Do a devise a stratagem. What I want to do is know what the spider is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do... Can I see it from where I'm standing? I'm 5
feet
away from the ladder. Yeah, you
see these hairy legs, and it's got sort of an orange and purple body.
All right, nature, I'm assuming?
Sort of. Yeah, nature.
Okay. Shitty roll. 12.
You've never quite... It's not a normal spider. There's something very strange about it. Its coloration is what really jumps out at you. Like, this isn't just a big tarantula.
All right, I'm going to use my final action to attempt to aid Lucky in her escape.
Okay.
So I'll roll on her turn, I assume.
Great, and you can explain then what you do. In the meantime, it is Lucky's turn.
I am going to escape.
Okay.
I'm like, cut it there, and I'm going to use my. I mean, like, I can't help her cut it. I assume with the part of this action.
You know what? Just roll an attack roll.
He's not even next to her.
I'm not next to her.
Ah, okay. So you got
that's what you're telling me, though.
I'm like, cut it there.
Right there.
And
I see
push through
a weakness in the webbing.
Yeah, all she's
right.
Like, you know, getting a claw out and trying to like lift her little finger to try to cut it.
I roll using my attack roll. I rolled a 22.
Okay, 22. Great. Give yourself a plus one.
Plus one. Oh, okay. So that's going to be 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's a 24.
24. You escape. Not a critical, which would allow you to stride 5 feet if you succeeded afterwards, but you break free. You're no longer immobilized, but you are still stupefied.
Yeah. I really want to... So is the ladder still being pulled up, or now it's up?
It's like halfway up. You could probably jump and... pull it down if you'd like to.
That's what I'm going
to
do. Okay. But I'm going to move behind it to the back side of it so I have a little bit of cover from the spider shooting.
Okay. And I'm First action, escape. Second action, you move to underneath it. Third action is going to be an acrobatics check.
Okay.
I'm setting the DC right now.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. It's high.
I'll tell you right now, DC 15.
For a ladder?
Or a ladder, yeah. You're jumping up and grabbing it.
Rolled an stupefied. It rolled an at one.
Ooh.
Oh.
You do
Ooh.
Have two.
I'm going to use my...
Not that you have to use them. I'm just saying.
It feels stuck.
You're kind of hoarding them over there.
Wow.
You know what?
I thought Sydney was the cat, folks.
Rare. I am going to use one, because I have two.
Okay.
And I want to do this.
Kate is the stimulus bill for the bottle cap. Spend a little.
All right, so
get it.
Sensing that this is an important roll, you re-roll and get
a 15 exactly. Ooh. Rolled a 10 plus 5.
So you grab onto the ladder, and now it's a tug of war between you and this guy. But you're pulling it down.
Okay. Guy?
Yeah, looks like a dude.
Looks like a man.
Looks like a man. You see it now. It looks like all these other guys you've been fighting. He's got the garb of the Oak Stewards with a mask on.
I yell that out, free action. It's another steward! And I'm trying to pull this ladder
down. It's another steward! Little tug of war between you and the John.
All right, Ramius will move up there now.
Oh, no, brother Ramius.
She gets a hold of the ladder. He'll move up. And so if he moves up next to this ladder and... All right, so from where I was behind Talitha, mm-hmm. can I see or attack any of these people, or is it like I need to be under the hole to attack
them? No, I'll say if they could hit Talitha from that angle, you can see them as well.
I can see a man or whatever, a human.
Yeah, you see a man.
And I can see a spider.
As I say in the initiative tracker, a crazy spider.
A crazy spider. Okay, I'm going to do a knowledge check on the crazy spider.
A little knowledge check on the crazy spider? Okay.
I don't know.
If you get it right, I'll rename it on the board.
Yeah. I'll do a knowledge check on the crazy spider.
It's not a normal spider. That's what I learned.
He's like ordinary 3 foot
excellent
tall spider.
And he will try to see if he's ever seen or read anything about this before. Mm-hmm. Anything of this nature.
Its markings may jump
26.
Out.
Oh!
Wow, that's very...
Wow.
Assuming it's nature. Nature.
Oh, you know what this is, but you've never seen one in the flesh before. This is a dream spider.
Oh, wow. Oh, I know these things.
Yeah, this is a dream spider, and it is pretty nasty. Its webs have an iridescent hue and are infused with the same hallucinogenic compound as the creature's toxin. You know that pretty soon she'll go from stupefied to taking poison damage if she doesn't make this save, and that if these webs hit you, she doesn't even need to use her fangs. The webs themselves are coated with this toxin, so you're all...
And it absorbs in through the skin?
Yeah, it absorbs in through
on
the
contact?
Skin! Yep.
Whoa. It's a contact poison. Okay.
Contact high.
So he'll lean back to Zephyr and go, "They've got a dream spider." And then he's going to fire.
A what?
He's going to say, "Let go of it!" And try to knock the guy off from holding the ladder by firing a, whatchamacallit, at him. A divine
gun?
Lance. Divine gun.
He pulls out his gun.
Gets out a divine assault rifle. Laser scope. Aims down sight. Three round divine burst.
Goddess.
All right, here we go. Divine lance firing at the Oak Steward. That is an 18.
Ooh, that is a hit.
To hit. Beautiful, yes. Brother Ramius. All right, great. And maybe just taking this damage will force him to let go of the ladder. That is 7 points of holy damage.
Ooh,
as
holy
he is smoten
damage.
By the keeper.
Oh!
Here, that is the best.
Did he like that?
It's just when
like
you make those
it.
Like grunting noises.
Was that a divine lance?
That's right, motherfucker.
Oh, that's divine.
I've never been hit by one
Very
of those.
Out of character for Brother Raymond.
Next up, I'll use my gun.
I wish you had.
Talitha's trying to stay clear of its webs. It could poison you. And that's his round.
Zephyr.
So they're above this room. I'm wondering, based on where we've traveled so far, if I go around somehow, can I get up there?
Them.
Is there another way to get up there? Or is it just a
So
fire?
You know that room that was trapped with the water tower, that is up there, and then the staircase in that first room that you went into where you fought those little flying things, that leads up to the other side, but you think it would take a long time right now to get up there from like another way, and you also don't know what other possible dangers could be up there.
Okay. I'm not in the room yet and cannot see. So she's going to heed Brother Amius's warning with the webs, but step past. Ooh. Oh, I have to like do a doop-doop like this.
Isn't it great on Foundry VTT when you go underneath?
Yeah. Oh, it's the coolest thing.
It's the best part.
Yeah.
That's no, not the best part, but it's very cool.
Hands down, the best feature.
It's the little things for me.
And then, I guess, how far away from me is the spider, like, upwards of an angle? Like, how many feet do you think?
15 feet.
15 feet.
Yeah, 15 foot high ceilings.
So, I can't really, I mean, like, I could do my longbow, it's just that I'll take a penalty because it's a longbow and you should be farther away. Or I can try to jump on the ladder also with Lucky.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you already have the longbow in your hand? Be honest.
I would imagine.
Davis. I would say
I would
yes.
imagine you're walking into each room expecting danger.
I know, but in the last room, I put it away because everything's so close to me.
Yeah, it's such close quarters.
Do you think you were like, wait, you guys are opening the door? Hold on! And then you didn't have your bow?
So I'm, well.
She was not walking from room to room with her bow. Was her new thing as of like last episode.
Because okay. it was
because she
so
was all
close.
Such close quarters.
Okay, yeah. Then that would be an
so
action.
I think maybe I don't have my bow. Still and the bow. So I go up to where Lucky is, and I try to help with this ladder.
Hey,
and I
love it.
It also on the other side.
Help me.
Grab it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
I'll just place myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
And
okay.
we want to do acrobatics.
I think you'd be up above her.
We hold hands.
The ladder was like, oh, I guess whatever. You do whatever you want. But
then yeah,
you,
I mean, she's
Lucky
already
said she was behind the ladder.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to say acrobatics DC 10. She's already succeeded on grabbing it. If you grab it, you're going to both have...
yeah, and now this oak steward can't hang with you, too. I mean, come on, look at your arms.
Have you seen my arms?
I know.
Guns Mahoney.
Yeah, that's math. I did it. It's like 24 or something.
Wow, all right. So
critical success.
Critical success. All right, I'll say for the critical success, you your combined effort yanks it from his hands.
Job.
I was already on his turn to do an opposed strength roll, and I was going to have you guys combine your strength against him, but a critical success, you pull it out of his grasp.
Nice.
Like, curses!
That's what he says?
Yes. He's very old school.
Yeah, he uses real fun
He's a
terms.
Nerd.
What a nerd.
He went from, ah, to curses! And now, before
Great Scott! Fiddlesticks!
Before he's foiled again, he will take an action. It is now his turn. I'm assuming you're finished.
I mean, I wouldn't assume.
I moved. I jumped up to pull it down.
Oh, so you'll still have an action.
And I guess should we? I'll start going up the ladder.
Yeah,
dude! Wow. So you start going up the ladder. All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
So you get like to the opening.
Let's open this pit up.
All right. And now it's his turn. And the first thing he does is he pulls out an acid flask and throws it at your face.
Right in your mouth.
Sure,
right
sure.
in your mouth.
Oh,
thirsty little girl. He says.
What is this guy's deal?
So he is a creep.
It's possible.
Are you thirsty, little girl? He pours acid on your face.
Is it possible this is Bolon?
21 to hit. 21 to hit.
That hits.
Did we just backdoor into the boss fight?
Did you just backdoor into the Bolon? That is going to be 6 points of acid damage. And then the next thing you see him do is boom, cast a spell. On his staff.
Oh no. Oh,
batter up!
Oh no.
Back away! Get away! Get away! Get away!
Back off! It's Buggles' turn. Buggles, you see Zephyr has climbed to the top there. She's peeking into the room above and just, I imagine you let out a screech when you get acid in your face.
It's like, shit!
Shit!
Curses.
Acid hurts!
Curses.
Curses.
Oh, curses.
Man.
Blast!
And
sauce.
Yeah, you hear some verbal components going on up there. Maybe you hear the word Shillelagh on. That's what he says when he casts Shillelagh.
Cool spell.
Shillelagh on. The wood of the staff starts getting warped. Flowers are growing out of it. Knotty little branches coming from it. And you know this thing is a death machine.
Okay, so now I'm seeing the room for the first time.
Crazy.
So I move in. Buggles is just like, wait. And he's just running along on his little legs into the room. He sees what's happening. And he can't really do much yet. So he is going to run into the room with one action. He's going to two action, get a little closer to the ladder, next to Lucky here. And then he's going to raise a shield.
Okay. And pull out the harmonica and start jamming.
Start jamming. Yep. I think these two can be turned.
That's right.
All right. Pretty exciting round one. We'll be back with round two right after this quick break.
So I feel like nobody actually warned me about the fact that when you have a young kid in daycare, you just basically your life is now lived in a petri dish. And there's just colds all the time, especially during cold and flu season. It can be brutal. And my wife and I got to talking, we realized we weren't really doing anything to help ourselves in that area. And then we ended up finding our way to AG1. When I first started drinking AG1 daily, I was taking a step every day, every morning to help support my immune health. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. So not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, I was also getting vitamin C and zinc to help support my immune health every morning. And on top of that, there are also prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. We drink it every day now, my wife and I. And, you know, if we can in any way help ourselves out to maybe fend off one or two of those colds in the course of this cold and flu season, I would be eternally grateful. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/glasscannon. That's drinkag1.com/glasscannon. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by ITVX. Whatever it is you're looking for, from hard-hitting drama to side-splitting comedy, ITVX marks the spot. There's so much to discover, like the total comedy genius show Changing Ends, starring little old me, Alan Carr. Or the groundbreaking new relationship show My Mum, Your Dad, hosted by Davina McCall. Stream free with ITVX, the UK's freshest streaming service.
It's round two. It's the dream spider's turn. Things are about to get nasty. It's the first time we've dealt with, like, poison saves in the show, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you know if it happens at the beginning of the creature's turn? Like, does she roll out or the end of the creature's turn?
I don't know.
You know off the top of your head?
No, I'll look into it, though.
I thought it would happen on my turn. No?
Because the poison was enacted on its turn.
Oh, I see.
It's a round later. I just don't know if it happens at the beginning of its turn or the end of its turn. I don't think it really matters.
There's a reason it does.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I imagine there's a reason. Because you could go out from another attack that it does, and then you still have to roll these saves while you're dying, which would increase your dying condition. So now it is going to start off by throwing another web. This web is going to be on Zephyr, because you're standing right there. You're blocking the hole. It's going to try and immobilize you on the ladder, which would cause a bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? When things jam up.
Bottleneck.
Thank you. Bottleneck, in which your friends won't be able to climb past you.
Bottle cap for the bottleneck.
Bottle cap, bottleneck. This is a ranged web. Natural 20.
Oh,
most natural of all Troy's gonna roll,
you are totally screwed.
All right, well, luckily this thing doesn't do any damage, so you're super immobilized on that ladder. That's tricky because it's not Zephyr's turn now for a while, so
it immobilizes me on the ladder. I don't like fall off of it or something.
No, if anything, you have no danger of falling.
Yeah.
But your friends won't be able to get past you. In fact, it will then boost the AC of ranged attacks where they're trying to shoot past you through that hole, whatever you're using. But I need you to roll a fortitude save. Wow, this is wild.
13.
stupefied one on top of that. Again, good creature for this to happen to, at least for the first round. You don't have to worry about casting spells, as it were. But if that poison continues to act, it may start to do some damage. That was its first action. Any update on when to roll that save?
No, I don't know what this is. What is it?
It's a poison.
It's just a poison. I can't find any rules that govern all poisons.
It's under afflictions.
Yeah, okay, that's the word. It's an affliction.
Yeah, rules for afflictions is what you want to look for. All right, so we've got stupefied Zephyr, stupefied Lucky. Let's immobilize some more people. I'm going to try to immobilize Talitha again. I'm taking the map here. Here's another web. That's going to be a dirty 20 again.
Yes.
So you're immobilized. Give me a fortitude save.
And is this suffering the map and you're hitting through the map?
Hitting through the map? Yes, yes.
He said
you said map.
Oh, did you?
Map. I thought map.
Map. Right, hitting right through the map.
Oh, God. Six on the fortitude save.
Critical failure, which means you go straight to stage two.
Oh, no.
So you are stupefied one for one round, and you take 1 point of poison damage.
Oh, God.
Okay. Ooh, doggy.
Stupefied one. Okay. And immobilized now.
And immobilized. It has one more attack. I'm going to shoot another web. This one is going to be at Buggles. Let's get you all stuck. Actually, Lucky, you're now, you've escaped, so let's try and hit you.
I am behind the ladder. I said I wanted to get some cover, so I'd have to shoot, like,
all this has
through
cover.
The ladder at me.
All this has cover.
Oh, because of Zephyr.
So that might not be
the
crit.
Zephyr attack didn't, so that would be, you get a plus two to your AC. Would 20 still hit?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you'll get a plus two to your AC as well. And let's see with the map if I'm able to do anything. No, that's going to be a three. So the web goes flying. Still no update on when to roll the poison save.
The closest thing I can find, because you're right, the affliction part is just vaguely round-based, but if you go to duration rules, it says that the round ticking down starts at the turn of the creature that cast the effect. So it would be the spider's turn. I think you're right. Probably.
Okay, so this is interesting. You, when you became stupefied, that's just for one round. So that one round would go away at the beginning of its turn. So you're no longer stupefied. However, that would come off. But now I would have you probably roll that save again at the beginning of your at the beginning of the spider's turn.
Okay.
And now it's the end of the spider's turn. I'm going to have you roll that save now to see if you are either cured or go to stage two.
Okay, fortitude.
Fortitude, yes. Okay.
That's going to be an 18.
18. All right, so you are cured.
Okay.
Right now.
That would have sucked.
And no longer stupefied. And then the rest of you, Zephyr and...
I just got hit.
You just
and
got
I
hit.
Fail, and I critically fail.
All right, so you guys will roll again next time. You'll either go to stage three or get better and go to stage one, or you could critically succeed and cure yourself from stage two. All right, it gets a little chunky, but poison can be nasty because of the... It's like persistent damage. It's one of those things that could kill you if it takes you under. It's Talitha's turn.
Okay, first things first, Talitha is going to pop out a few alchemical components and fashion herself an antidote.
There you go.
So that's going to give me a plus two. It's an antidote. It's going to be a plus two item bonus on fortitude saves against poisons for 6 hours.
Okay.
So I don't get, if I'm reading it here, it does not give me an immediate save. I think I just have to wait for the next save. Right? That makes sense?
Yeah.
So make the antidote one action, drink it second action, third action, escape.
Okay, cool.
17.
17, you free yourself. You're no longer immobilized.
Great.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, that's me.
Good round.
And as far as I know.
So wait, you drank it?
I made it one action.
Made it, drank
action,
it, and
drank
escaped.
Drank it, escaped.
Cool.
My plan was, if Lucky hadn't saved, I was, because you're with Quick Tincture, they're only potent until the end of your turn.
Yeah.
So I was going to make one, move up to Lucky, and then force it down her throat.
That would have been great.
It's kind of perfect.
I'm in the web, and you're like, rah!
And that's going to give you a bonus to your save?
Plus two to my save.
That's great. Really, really cool. You know what? Bottle cap worthy.
Yeah! All right.
I think that's kind of cool. You don't like that you get the bottle cap?
I think it's
I swear
a
to God,
great
Joe,
award.
Don't say anything. Just be happy. Be happy, I mean, happy for someone.
I'm just glad that we have a healer in the group.
I know. Someone that can actually...
I think this is cool, too, like, story-wise. Like, the fact that you made this in one turn, it's like you're some bartender who's just, like, whipping things out
it's
with
like
your
cocktail.
Hands
really
quick.
A little flair.
It's my
flair,
alchemical
antidote.
Sciences methodology.
Well, mixologist.
Joe, you should...
take a lesson.
No, you're about to
I
first.
Should play a class you don't know so that you're so surprised at every ability that you give bottle caps to.
I think it was cool, and I'm trying to give you some caps.
I had to choose to put antidote in my formula book.
That's such a...
Did you want one for Divine Lance?
A readable pattern.
Divine Lance was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
You know what was pretty cool? Bless was pretty cool. But you wouldn't give a bottle cap because you're like, it's Bless. I know Bless.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I know Quick Tincture.
He doesn't have a bottle cap. Let him enjoy it.
No, I
you're taking You're taking
I
away
got one.
From his joy.
I'm this is a critique of your bottle cap delivery. No, I think not Matthew's awesome Quick Tincture.
It's good because it's the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'll break out a new ability every episode.
I'm not going to give you, yeah, not gonna give you a cap every antidote. That was fun. It was very, very timely.
Yes, it was a great round. Who is this?
On my bottle.
That is Eris.
It is?
Eris? Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I see. Oh, there's the neck mouth.
It's the neck mouth.
How could you miss the neck mouth?
I thought it was jewelry.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you.
All right, so that cap is under debate. It is now Lucky's turn.
All right, Lucky is going to swing up the ladder, climb very fast up the ladder.
Okay, remember, can't get to the top because she's in the way.
Why not?
Well,
why
can
not?
You climb she's up an acrobat.
You
want to
climb past her?
Yeah, you're just, on opposite sides of the ladder.
I'm like, climbing up and then swinging around and then climbing up the ladder.
Like this ladder is free in space, so she can climb up one side and maybe go around me.
Okay.
I'm a cat.
All right. All right. I like
also,
it.
So, yeah.
I'm not
the ladder doesn't float in the middle of the space. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not floating.
It's leaning on one side.
She's going to climb up one side. She's going to climb on her.
I'm on the back. Watch this. I'm on the back. I climb above where Zephyr is. Flip around to the front and continue climbing up the ladder.
No, Zephyr's like at the hole.
Yeah, at the hole. So you'd be climbing past her into the room.
Zephyr is stuck to the ladder with webbing. I think she just climb on Zephyr.
I think you can just climb on
I think you just climb on
it. Yeah, okay, you can climb on it.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right, so you're going up past and into the room.
And you just take poison every time you touch the web. That's all.
No, I jump over it.
Oh, my God. Now that takes some ab strength from lower on the ladder.
It looks awesome.
All right, so you're going up and into the next room.
Yes.
Dude, that's so scary. We can't get up there to help you.
I'm good. I got to do something.
I'll be right behind you.
I know.
Because I'm like stuck.
Forever.
I know.
I'm coming.
All right, I have activated you on the map.
I've been activated.
I've been activated.
I'm awake.
Let me show you where these enemies are. As you can see, and what no one else can see, I imagine, you are flanked by a Rebel Oak Steward and a Dream Spider.
I can't help but notice the art on this Rebel Oak Steward is a little beefier than usual.
A little different.
Oh, yeah. You want to see this guy?
Yeah, I do.
He's got some situation.
Well, oh, wow.
If this is Bolan, this is not what I was thinking in my head.
Is he a dwarf?
It does appear to be a dwarf.
You lied to us.
What'd I say?
You said he was human.
Yes, you did.
Specifically.
Well, I lied.
I have notes.
Are you saying dwarves aren't humans?
Yep. Also, I'm only seeing
what Matthew Capitacasa. Racist.
That's not my only action, though.
Really? You're going to use your other two?
Yeah. Watch this.
I'm watching you spin around like a goofball.
I would... Why did I do that?
It's like a disco ball.
I didn't mean to do that. I clicked on a different page. All right, so I would like to disarm with my Kopesh.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
And that'd be sick.
And use my athletics against your reflex DC.
Oh, man.
That's the smartest.
That's the best thing you could
do.
So
good.
Remember, there is a critical failure condition to this. If you beef
it.
If you beef it.
If I beef it, but guess what? If I beef it, I can drop my Kopesh to just get a normal failure.
Roll away. I've got my reflex DC right here. Right here. Let me just fix my bow tie.
Oh, come on.
19.
Success.
Oh!
Here's the success condition.
The success condition is awful.
Oh, yeah.
You weaken your target's grasp on the item until the start of that creature's turn, attempts to disarm the target of that item, gain a +2 circumstance bonus, and the target takes a -2 circumstance penalty to attacks with the item or other checks requiring a firm grasp on the
item. I'm sorry, so he doesn't
like wrestling it?
Yeah. So disarming
doesn't
disarm anyone ever.
It basically sets you up for another disarm attempt.
But you do have a second action, right?
Yeah, and guess what?
But the map gets applied, right?
Does the map get applied? Yes, disarm has the attack trait. So the map would apply. Basically, you want somebody else to come up there and attack it. Well, but it's going to get a -2 to attack, which is huge.
I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to use my Kopesh again. and it has the trip trait, and I'm going to trip it.
Wait. Aren't you trying to disarm it?
Oh, should I just do it again?
You can.
When I'm visualizing...
You'll
take
map, but you'll get a +2, but you can roll
But then what 20. Happens if you succeed? Then does well, it that, actually drop out of his hand?
Well, critical success.
I'm trying to imagine what this looks like.
That's the only time.
Yes.
The first time you do it, it's like you're grabbed onto it or something. Or like
no, you just knock arm. It and like, it loosens it.
Loosens its grasp. So a second attempt here or by one of your allies may critically succeed.
Okay, but if I don't critically succeed, he still doesn't drop it.
Correct.
Right, but I wonder if those penalties would stack.
We ran into this in Glass Cannon Live because remember Ethel tried to remember there was that idol that we were trying to get. I kept trying.
And
to,
what we found
was
out
rolling,
was
rolling.
You can never disarm anyone.
No, but it'd be interesting, right? If you succeed again, does it now become a +4 and a -4 to attack? Probably not.
I don't believe
it. I was reading this and I was so excited because I thought I could succeed and then pick it up. And now I'm mad.
It's always better to never be excited about anything.
I think the fact that you have the +2 bonus, it makes you closer to the critical success.
Well, can you at least, can
makes,
you do me?
It makes the next person.
The next person. Yeah. But as, you have the map. So.
As they call in beer pong a gentleman's touch, can you just tell me what the critical success would be?
Yes, if you roll 10 higher than its reflex DC.
I like it.
We're having a good
time. I hate it. Then I'm not going to disarm.
And I'll stand by that.
I'm not going to disarm again.
You can roll a natural 20.
But I probably won't.
And you have a 1 in 20 chance.
But what if you do? But it doesn't do any damage.
I think just giving it the -2 to attack is huge. I mean, this is, you know what, how deadly this weapon is.
All right, yeah. I'm going to roll a d4. One or two, I disarm again. 3 or 4, I just attack.
Wow.
Harvey Dent over here.
3. I'm going to attack.
Okay.
The gods have spoken.
The gods have
Harvey
spoken.
With
dirty
my,
cat gods.
With my Kopesh.
Dirty cat.
You worship a cat god?
19.
19 to attack.
+9.
Is that with the map?
What, with my plus... I get
don't,
it, what?
Don't say what's on the die. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Just say the final number.
28?
28.
-5. Or -4.
20, -4?
So it's a hit.
Or 5?
You get the map. So it's a... Is your this weapon? An agile weapon?
Yes.
It is. All right. So it's a -8.
No, wait. No. What?
-4.
-8 to whatever your... Plus
no,
your,
8 4. Is...
It's only your second attack.
Yeah.
8 is the third attack.
I'm sorry. Yes.
-4. 24.
It's
a hit.
That's a hit.
You just want me to not hit so bad.
I just want to make sure your math
fun,
is correct. And it's always a concern of mine.
Max
oh,
damage.
Nice.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points damage.
13, 14, 15.
12 points of damage.
12 points of damage.
And he goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So huge.
Oh, God.
Wow. So huge.
And then you turn around.
Clearly not.
I turn around.
You turn around, the spider opens its maw.
Yeah.
It's like, and we'll see you after the break.
Truly cinematic, though. I take him down, and then I just hear, like, behind me as the
God.
Spider gets ready.
Amazing. All right, so he goes down hard.
I think the disarm was
I tried.
Very smart.
I mean,
I tried.
It's smart. A smart idea, like, because that weapon is so deadly.
Yeah.
The mechanics work so hard against you.
So hard.
Basically you need teamwork feat, basically. Like, you need to be next to somebody who, and you're both going to disarm, and you're both built to do it.
And then you can immediately pick it up and get it away from the PC. Because they drop it in their own square as well. Yeah. So it's like...
Kick it away.
I feel like Zephyr and Lucky are made for that.
I know.
Time.
Totally.
Tag team.
You can disarm too, right?
Some tells me it's not our last shillelagh.
Yeah.
I really need you to get out of that web.
I'm going to work on it.
Well,
some tells me it's not our last shillelagh.
If I had a dime, it's Brother Ramius' this turn.
Brother Ramius, this loser.
It's Claire! Come up! It's Claire!
Except for the dream spider.
Except for the fucking spider!
All clear up here.
No problems.
Brother Ramius is going to move to the ladder. He's going to move up the ladder and, oh boy, this is, he's going to basically hide behind Zephyr to get, that's what he's going to do. He's going to move behind the ladder and he's going to take cover behind Zephyr.
Okay.
On the ladder to get a +4 against any web attack from the spider.
Okay.
Potential web attack. And then he's going to aid Zephyr in an escape attempt as his last action.
All right. So it's not a double move for you to get behind Zephyr. You can get there in one move.
Yeah, I mean,
he was
just 10 feet from the ladder.
Okay, great. So you come over, you get up behind her, and you're going to take cover. That's not an action. You're just...
It is.
Oh, you're taking...
Take cover doubles the cover bonus if you use the action to, like, specifically hide behind
But aid is only one action.
Right.
Okay, great. All right, so you are going to aid, and now it is Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you're immobilized, and you've got some poison running through you. What do you do? Stupefied one.
So I don't roll the save for the poison until the spider's turn. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to try to escape. which is acrobatics.
Acrobatics, yep. Or athletics, or an attack, whatever you guess.
And, yeah, can I just roll, like, perception to help her? Yeah, you know, to show a weak spot, basically?
Sure.
Oh, behind you.
All right, I'll try an attempt to aid. Exactly, 20.
Okay. Wow. Plus one.
Plus one. Here we go. Okay. That's an 11.
Ah!
You have used an action and remain immobilized. Stuck.
Action
what
two.
What were you using? Unarmed strike or acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
Okay.
I roll a natural 3.
Trying to wiggle out.
I'm going to try to escape again.
Okay.
And it takes the map.
What does that mean?
Minus
the
map?
The multiple attack penalty.
Oh.
So it's -5 on your second attempt. I'm 90%.
Escape. Does the escape action have the attack trait?
I believe it does.
It does.
Oh, rats.
That's...
It's stinky, and you don't get the
silly.
Aid.
It's stinky.
It's stinky.
I mean, no, I don't make...
It wasn't
make
a terrible DC.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm saying...
What was it?
Oh, less than the...
Oh. No. So you're just like wriggling
on I mean, the like, there's nothing... I need to try to escape. Can't do anything without that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just going to use all my actions to
That's
do that.
That's fine. You can roll a natural 20.
Hope I roll a natural 20. So, one more time. Nope.
Okay.
Can't so do it.
Just like,
I'm getting pissed. She's like, oh, she can't. Oh, God.
It would have been the Rebel Lugstorm's turn just to fucking batter up on Lucky, but it's Buggles' turn.
Buggles is going to unleash his psyche.
Oh,
Kulu Khan emerges, and he's going to... If he can see the spider, he's going to try to, like, throw a ball of flame at it.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to get that cover bonus because of Zephyr, but you got a chance.
Oh, it must hate fire, too.
Yeah, I don't think so. 18.
18 with the cover is a hit.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Wow, even with the cover.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
It's the first time it's been hit.
That's 8 points of fire damage.
Woo!
Nice. And with the Buggles... aspect of his psyche is going to soothe Zephyr. And
nice.
Says, I saw you got hurt. And 4 points of healing to you.
Oh. 4 points.
I'm full of rage, but thank you, Buggles.
Leave me alone, Buggles!
Oh, wait. Okay, that was nice.
All right, it now goes to round 3, and it's the Dream Spider's turn. That means that Zephyr will no longer be stupefied. Talitha will no longer be stupefied. However, both of you need to roll a fortitude save.
A very
Talitha is at stage 2. Is there a stage 3?
I get +2 on this. Natty 19.
Oh! All right, so wait, what's the total?
24.
24. That's going to bring you to stage 1, so you just go back to stupefied 1. You don't take any poison damage.
Nice.
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 And what about you?
Come on, Zeph.
Zephy do.
14.
Oh, Zephy do.
Oh, no.
Zephy do.
Zephy do.
More like Zephy
don't.
Don't.
Zephy oh, no.
don't.
What did you roll total?
14.
24, and you do roll a 14. All right, so you go to stage 2. So you remain stupefied. You get stupefied again, basically, and you take... maximum 6 points of poison damage.
Ow.
Was that the spider?
Yeah, I think it's this web. I can't get out of it. And it's just...
All right, stupefied again.
We're having a good time. All
right, fun. All right, now let's go to this other map. It's the only one that's active here. All right, so you're right next to the spider. Let's stand and bang. It goes up on its, like, back legs and tries to hit you with its fangs.
Good luck.
20 to hit.
That hits. Ow.
Oh, come on.
I thought you were confident because your AC was really high or something.
Oh, wait.
That is high. That is high for level 1.
Oh, no. I don't. Never mind.
All right, you take 6 points of piercing damage and give me a fortitude save as the venom sinks into your bloodstream.
Hey, about
this thing
venom.
Is nasty. And it was just like hanging with this oak steward. They were just boys.
I wonder if they were
just boys. Yeah, 18? Maybe.
18? You are fine.
Okay. It's a very powerful companion.
It is going to...
never used actions to command that.
Well, if he was a high enough level, he didn't have to, right?
Well, yeah, but that would be very high level.
Can you nerds get a room?
Actually, not very.
We're having a fight over here.
We're having a fight?
You guys can talk about
you. We are fighting over here!
Action economy later. All right, now it's going to throw a web at you with the map. That is going to be an 11.
Miss.
Misses.
Does the web provoke? It's a ranged attack in melee.
Interesting.
My attack of opportunity finally comes to a fruition.
Well, maybe.
Here
you're
I go.
Grabbing the die.
I'm rolling my die.
It is a ranged attack, which I wasn't thinking. I should have done that.
Have a manipulate action.
Yeah, if all ranged attacks provoke an attack of opportunity, then that would provoke. And that was just dumb on my part.
I don't know.
I mean, he is just a spider. You
know, it's any time a creature takes a manipulate action, moves out of a threatened square. Does it assume that all attacks have the manipulate? No, it couldn't because...
Manipulate or move action makes a ranged attack or leaves
a square.
Makes a ranged attack!
Yeah, so that was just dumb on my part.
All right.
But I would hold you to it so you could hold
AOO.
17 plus. Yes. What is my Kopesh? Plus 9.
26.
That's a critical hit.
All you do is crit on AOOs.
Critical crit.
Alright, so double damage.
This rocks.
Ooh, that's not great.
Rocks less.
10 points of damage.
And you kill it.
Oh, lucky.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that to myself. Because I would have absolutely held you to it, so I have to hold myself to it as well.
Thank you, Troy.
The spider is dead, and you're standing up there alone in what looks like a library that has been turned into like a laboratory. It's been completely repurposed. There are easy chairs shoved against brimming bookshelves to make room for glass vessels, burners, and other distilling equipment. There are stairs ascending 5 feet to a door to the north and another door leading east. And of course, a wooden railing surrounding a hole in the floor where you look down and see Zephyr still stuck to the ladder and your stupid friends. And we'll see you next week.
That was amazing.
Dude, people are still poisoned.
Like, yeah. I know.
This is a thing.
Yeah. Stupefied, not stupid.
Stop being against us.
He said
your rules.
I'm just trying to get him excited for next week's episode.
Should I give him a bottle cap? I'll take it.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.